This is Maggie. I'm reading from Ann Tyler's Digging to America. I'm beginning on page 91 with the last paragraph. How would your family feel about a child who was Asian? Sammy had asked Ziba when she first brought up adopting. Ziba's instant answer had been, I don't care what my family thinks. I care about having a baby. And because it was Sammy's fault that she couldn't have one of her own, he had felt compelled to go along with her plan. He had hidden his doubts from everyone but his mother. To her, he had poured them out, stopping by her house several times a week, as furtively as if she were the other woman, and sitting in her kitchen, letting his cup of tea grow cold, clamping his hands between his knees and talking on and on, while Miriam listened noncommittally. I know Ziba believes that we'll be rescuing someone, he said. Some child who never had a chance, some disadvantaged orphan. But it's not as simple as she thinks, changing a life for the better. It's so easy to do harm in this world, but so hard to do good, it seems to me. Easy to bomb a building to smithereens, but hard to build one. Easy to damage a child, but hard to fix one who has problems. I don't think Ziba knows this. I think she just imagines we'll swoop up some lucky baby and give it a perfect life. He waited for his mother to contradict him. He wanted her to contradict him, but she didn't. She took a sip of her tea and set down her cup. He said, and it's not as if children come with return guarantees. You can't simply hand them back if they don't work out. You can't hand a birth child back either, his mother said. But it's less likely you would want to. A birth child is blood related. You recognize certain traits, and so you tolerate them better. Or worse, his mother said, traits in yourself that you've always disliked. That happens too, on occasion. It did? He decided not to pursue this. He stood up and circled the kitchen, fists thrust deep in his pockets, and when his back was toward her, he said, Also, I worry that this child will feel out of place. He or she will always look so unmistakably foreign to other people, so Korean or Chinese. You know? He turned back to find his mother regarding him with what seemed to be amusement, but she said nothing. I realize that sounds very superficial, he told her. She waved a hand dismissively and took another sip of tea. And then, he said, speaking of which, it would be so obvious that we were not the true parents. There wouldn't be even a possibility of any physical resemblance. His mother said, Ah, well, when your children resemble you, you tend to forget they're not you. Much better to be reminded they're not every time you set eyes on them. I don't think I'd need reminding, he said. I remember once when you were in high school, I heard you phoning a girl and you said, This is Sammy Yazdan. It came as such a shock. My oh-so-American son. Partly I felt pleased, and partly I felt sad. Well, I wanted to fit in, he said. I wasn't so American. Not to them, at least. Not to the kids in my school. She waved a hand again. She said, At any rate, you're thinking you might not love this child. You will, though. I promise. He wasn't sure which claim was more presumptuous, that she knew what he was thinking, or that she could predict how he would feel. But she was right, of course, on both counts. In the last few weeks before Susan arrived, he dreamed almost nightly that their baby was some sort of monster, once a lizardy creature, and once a normal human but with evil, vertical pupils like a goat's, and that Ziba was unsuspecting and angrily turned away when he tried to warn her. Then as soon as he saw Susan's fragile hair and pinched, anxious face, not beautiful at all despite what Ziba believed, he had felt a kind of caving in sensation and a wave of fierce protectiveness, and if that wasn't love, it soon became love. Susan was the greatest joy of his life. She was endlessly charming and funny and fascinating and, yes, eventually beautiful, which in some ways he regretted because her plainness had tugged at his heart so. Her cheeks rounded out, but her mouth kept its pursed shape, as if she were forever carrying on some interior deliberation, and her hair grew long enough to be caught up in two paintbrush ponytails, one above each ear. When he sat among the relatives with her, she nestled against him trustfully, and from time to time patted his wrist, or twisted around to look up at him, her breath smelling sweetly of the trashy grape soft drink she liked.